tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What? That's right, I said it.
Live the life you wish you had.
I never know all the lyrics. You wanna talk to him? We should totally make an intro with the cats.
Meow, meow.
I love it. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Bad Girls Club Redemption Season 13 AfterBuzz TV After Show. I am joined in studio with my lovely co-host. We have Miss Kristen Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Alicia Simon.
Hi.
And we are going to clock some tea tonight. Julie was going to join us tonight, but unfortunately she couldn't, so she'll be with us next week. So stay tuned for
Yay.
That.
Yay. I want to meet her.
Oh,
I've yet to meet
you. Oh, yeah. You guys are going to love each other.
Oh, yay.
All right, let's get into this. Judging Judy. Rough episode.
Yeah.
Jude, rough Judy. Episode. All right, so we start the episode off with Judy just being drunk, and I was trying to figure out, wait, are these flashbacks, or is this what's happening right now
with the editing? Oh, that was so scary.
Was she in the kitchen? That she was in the kitchen, mm-hmm. right?
Was that a kitchen? I thought that was like an outdoor.
Like the hallway.
I don't know why I'm like potato potato. Yeah, I thought she was like outside by herself.
Well, she at first she was inside, then she went outside, and then she was like on her season talking to the damn plant again.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just a drunk state of mind for her.
Yeah. The only thing that will listen, maybe.
I talk to my animals. On the floor.
Okay, I talk to my animals too, but like they like breathing. Which I guess plants are
breathing.
All right, Judy. She's just on another wavelength.
Little level.
She is. That's cool.
But yeah, that shit was scary. That was like some, you know, Friday the 13th, yeah. like Halloween stuff.
It was
right
it was
there.
Creepy when the plant talked back.
Oh my God!
That was really. Because I was watching it by myself at first and I was like, wait a minute.
Is somebody talking to me?
Are the producers fucking aware?
Where did that come from?
She's throwing her voice.
All right, so Rocky's all excited for the life coach. Laura, the life coach lady, comes in and, you know, she gives her little speech about she wants to help the girls with growth. And she sits and talks with Jada. Now, Jada was from last season. She worked with Laura on her season. And basically, Jada's goal is that she wants to work on trust issues with men and that she spoke to her real father. Now, this was a big deal for Jada because her father, back in the day, had done some sketchy situations with her. And so that has this trust issue with, like, guys in her life.
So her father molested her? Like, her real father?
Yes.
And that's who she was talking about?
Yeah. I believe she has a good relationship with her stepfather.
Who did not molest her.
Correct. Tough situation.
That's a really tough situation. So her biological father molested her, and
well,
now she's.
I'm pretty sure it was she makes it seem like he did something unfathomable. So what it was, I don't think has come out, but it was something unfathomable to her, and it really affected her all these years.
As a child, I mean, she probably has like some, you know,
yeah,
some deep issues from that. Especially, like, childhood, you know?
I think that's, when your father does something like that, that is going to have the after effect of men, allowing men to, like, mistreat you because, I mean, fathers don't realize it, but they are, like, our first love.
Mm-hmm.
They're our first love. So if you break my heart, I'm going to think that, like, every man in my life is going to break my heart. And I don't think dads really realize that the bond between, like, a daughter and a father needs to be like this, or your daughter's never going to know how a man should treat her. If you don't treat her like a princess, then she's never ever gonna never gonna require that to be treated like a princess. So I feel her, girl. Damn,
that's real sad.
And so I'm glad Jada, you know, back on here again, can get this work through these issues. She realizes that she needs more confidence and deserves to be treated a certain way. Next, Julie comes
in. Go for her, girl. All women should feel like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Julie comes in, and Julie says, my problem is that I don't give people a second chance, and that I easily dismiss people. Julie's kind of the type of person like, okay, I'm not going to entertain this, I'm done with it. And it's like, well, girl, face the problem, look at what the problem is, you can overcome it. And so I think that this will be Julie's biggest test.
You know, I feel like Julie says that, but I feel like her actions don't say that.
As
like,
far as what?
Yeah, like the fact that she's with the whole Judy situation, you know, how like Judy's done all this stuff and she's giving her chances. So I think that that Julie thinks she's more of a hard ass than she really is.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think that she really, you know, she's like, oh, I don't give people chances. Well, she definitely does, because the whole Judy situation, I mean, she cared about Judy more than Judy cared about Judy. Yeah. So...
that is true. And I think that if you, like, push somebody off to the side, you're going to get used to doing that. So it's like, yeah, like, face that person. Talk about it. If you really care about that friendship, that relationship, then make it work.
Mm-hmm. Judy.
I'm a demon.
Drunk.
What the fuck?
Nervous. Paranoid. She comes in with Laura, no shoes, and a big glass of wine. Talking about, I came in here with my glass of wine and no shoes. And Laura was like, okay, go put your shoes on and put the wine down.
And she was chugging the wine.
I'm sorry. I noticed you said that you like Coach Laura or whatever her name is. But I'm sorry. A pencil skirt does not make you a doctor. Like, what the hell is she talking about? She's like, well, go put your shoes on. I'm like, what? That's her biggest problem. It's just not have shoes on. Well, she's like, go put your shoes on,
yeah,
girl.
It was, okay, what? No. I did think of it like that. But then... when I saw Judy go out there with the cup, I was like, okay, I think I personally feel like she did that because it's waking Judy up. It's okay, you're not going to come in here and be comfortable with your wine and your shoes off. No, you're going to come in here like a woman
and
you're going to have your
together.
Shoes on. And yeah, like you sit in here talking to the plant still, girl.
Right, like put your shoes on, put the wine glass down, come at me directly, come at me correctly.
That shit was what scary when she like she said something like
she
a
said,
voice changed
and then she was like
oh it's I was like find Jesus find Jesus oh my God I was like oh what's happening that was so fucking
when she
weird
said, so
she's
you
like,
know
someone else.
The first thing you might need to do is to not drink. And she said oh I feel good about not deciding not to drink. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, she's crazy. Well, she was asked, Laura asked her, do you think you're crazy? And she said yes.
She said yeah.
I mean, she's not lying. She really feels like she's crazy.
Or it's all for, you know...
entertainment.
Yeah, she wants to be Amanda Bynes. Is that it? I don't know.
Yes, that is it. Natalie goes in and she says that she's spoiled and she wants things her way all the time. She feels that making her point is more important. That's a typical thing. I can understand somebody having that kind of an issue, like, or being that stubborn where I want to be right. I feel like a lot of people have that syndrome. And when you're someone like Natalie, who has gone through Bad Girls Club, has respectfully, in her own right, built a career off of Bad Girls Club. I mean, and now she's in the circus, you know? Yeah. Of course she's going to feel this way. Who's going to come for her?
Yeah, seriously. And at the same time, like, all these girls do is talk about Natalie. She doesn't even have to be in the room and they're talking about
her. Yeah, it was
what was
too
what you
much.
Were saying?
It was just, I've never heard anybody... So Amber Mead Cookie, you know, she said one time about something, she was like, oh, you know, when you give people power, like, when you're talking about them, you're giving them power. So, you know, by everyone even talking about her, they're making her into so much more of a character. Mm-hmm. Like, she was so calm and collected.
She was
like,
hanging out with Judy.
Yeah, she was just, you know, normal as can be. And everyone's like, Natalie. I was so fucking sick of hearing Natalie's name. I was like, shut up. Like, I just wanted them to start beeping it out because it was so much. It was just too much. And these girls, like, it wasn't like they were having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wanted to just be like, you know, is it the editing or what? Like, take a minute, you know, have some fun. Like, it was just too much, like, oh, you know, we're scared about Judy, we're sad about Judy, mm-hmm. you know, every, you know, they wanted to, like, feed off of Natalie's fame. Like, and when Red was like, you've met your match. I'm sorry, Red. You are not Natalie. You are not. Like, be your own person. Like, why does everyone want to be, like, knockoffs of Natalie? I just felt like it was too much. And it was, like, you know, Sarah kissing her ass. And it was just too much.
Well, and very interesting you say that. Mm-hmm. Because then, while Natalie's in her session, Camilla... Camilla walked into Bad Girls Club with a chip on her shoulder because this bitch wants to tell everybody about themselves, or she just really can't stand Sarah. So she starts calling Sarah and Jada, which I was really confused as to why Jada was being pulled into this, because I don't feel like we've seen so far Jada being up Natalie's ass, but whatever happens in the house. Camilla calls Jada and Sarah out, calling them Natalie's minions. And Sarah thinks that Camilla's doing all this because she just wants attention.
Oh, completely. Wants attention. And what's so weird about it was that, like, you know, it was just so typical that, I mean, Natalie wasn't doing anything. You know, Natalie was, like, hanging out with these girls. And they were like, oh, my God, you're following Natalie. Well, what about the people that were talking to Camilla? Nobody was going, oh, my God, you're following Camilla. Because no one cared. So, I mean, they were giving Natalie more status by just allowing her to be there. Which, you know, these girls are just...
I actually think, like, I totally agree with Camilla. Like, I 100%, because on our show, the battle, Sarah was all up. Yeah, number two. Sarah was all up Rocky's ass. And, like, that's what she does.
Yep.
She does that. She will latch onto whoever is, like, the most popular in the house and be, like, their best friend. It's ridiculous. And I really think Camilla feels this way because of season two of The Battle. Yep. Seriously, because that's all Sarah does. It's, like, she latches onto these girls, makes herself look like Little Miss Perfect. And it's, like, bitch, you're not perfect. Like, you're not perfect. You are really up Natalie's ass. That's how I feel. That's how it
looks. Looks like a streetwalker. Like, what?
Well, no, I think legit she is. Like,
a streetwalker?
I mean, I think that she's made her money in ways like that before.
Well, I mean, she looks like when she walked into her session with Talk to Laura. Or,
oh my God, that white outfit.
What the hell was that?
She thought it was the BGC reunion.
Yeah, no, it was so much. It was like, that girl, like, doesn't understand, like, to be, like, classy, and you can also be sexy, mm-hmm. but, like, when it calls something for it.
And she's pretty. Like, if she put it together, you know, she's a pretty girl.
It's just like,
Okay, so with Camilla doing this, now, I will say this. I do feel like what Camilla's saying is true. Mm-hmm. Because I think Natalie has this certain sort of star power these other bad girls who, you know, want to feed off of that, like you said. Mm-hmm. But Camilla girl, like, that's making Natalie relevant.
Yeah.
You know, you can mention the comment to Sarah, be like, girl, like, what you all up Natalie's ass for? End the story. But when you start freaking out, throwing drinks, and like, why?
I just don't understand why they care. Like, why, you know, it's...
Right.
The entire episode to me, like, I mean, I liked watching it, but it just seemed like they could have been having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're, you know, it's like, all these girls have great personalities, they're all funny, they're all intelligent. It's like, why didn't you just, like, you know, it just wasn't funny. It wasn't, like, a fun thing to watch. It was kind of like, I need a Xanax after watching it. Like, all the girls screaming at each other, acting like children, like, you're her friend, you're my friend, and we were friends, you're mm-hmm. doing her hair, and like, just shut up.
Well, so Camilla goes in and to her session, and she says... This is why I like the life coach aspect, because we watch the show and we see them do these crazy things, and then when you hear their backstory, piecing it together it's just an interesting aspect to look at. So Camilla says she tries to be perfect, like a baby doll for her mother.
Yeah.
She tries to impress her mom and get an approval. To me, that's really interesting because, like Laura said, you know, if you are trying to get approval from someone that you respect so much, like your mother, this is how you're going to react to men in your life or just friends and other people in your life. So seeing that, she wouldn't really know how to interact with these girls in the house on a non-impressive aspect.
I think we need to look at the common denominator, whatever you want to say, in all these girls. It goes back to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, like, the one thing that I really want, like, our viewers to pay attention to, that don't base your life off of what your parents want for you, because you never know why they did what they did to live the life that they're giving you or that they lived. But every single one of them, it's like, my dad did this, my mom did that. It's like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Focus on you so you can have like a better future, and just learn from what your parents did do or not do, and don't do that to your kids. And
because your parents' mistakes can teach you.
Say mm-hmm. that, you know, she loves her mom. It's so obvious. I mean, even when she was in the house with me, like, her and I connected on that level of just like loving our moms and wanting to do everything we possibly can for our moms. And at the same time, it's like, you got to live your life mm-hmm. for you, not for your mom, not for your dad, but for you. So, I mean, I see a change in Camila already. And this is episode 2. I personally do, because I was in the house with her and I see it. And I'm just like, I'm rooting for her this season.
All right. Red.
Red.
She says she's good with her dad. She's in a relationship with a girl.
That she cheats on.
That she cheats on.
She did not miss a beat on that. She's like, so you cheat on? She's like, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I cheat on her.
Well, all right.
I'm going to cheat on her tonight. Like, She was so proud of it. She was like... She, like, had it in her back pocket waiting. She's like, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, and I know you're watching.
Okay.
I cheat on you. I'm like, damn, girl.
So she says she needs to work on trust issues, anger issues, commitment issues. Well, that sounds about right,
girl.
How
old is Red? Is she young, like 21? Like,
no,
how old
I
is
I want to say
Red?
She's mid-20s.
Okay.
Actually, kind of earlier mid-20s, like 24.
Okay. I was just wondering. Yes. Just wondering.
Sarah goes in. This was really interesting.
The grill?
Sarah has a
grill. Wait, with the life coach lady?
Yeah, yes. She was like wearing a bottom grill. And it was weird because, like, I was like noticing, and I was like,
she looked at me.
I was like, does she have a grill?
Yeah, that's a grill.
What? Call 50 Cent right now.
I can't with that.
Like, what?
So, Sarah was the opposite of these girls. She says, I feel like I overly trust people or allow them to treat me badly. This might stem from Laura saying the fact that she feels like she has to take care of her father. Like, if you sit there and say to me, why are you taking care of your father? Oh, because he just doesn't want to get a job in 2 years. Well, motivation, you know.
Right. Like, see, yeah. To me, it's really funny to, like, hear these girls say what they're saying and then, like, look on their social media and it's not that at all.
Yeah.
You know? It's like your dad lives with you or you live with your dad.
You could paint the picture either way you want.
Yeah.
It's like one of those billboards where you step on either side.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... still the same billboard.
I don't know. It's just Sarah can't carry. You know, it's weird is that a lot of these girls, I feel like they couldn't carry this show on their own. Because it was kind of like I was getting a headache watching it. But then I was like, you know, none of these girls I really feel like could carry a show on their own. Like Sarah, I feel like is just such like a one-hit wonder. Like it's weird because I really liked her. Like really liked her. And now I'm like, I don't know. It's just.
Off of the first episode?
Yeah, not even that, just like seeing stuff about her or like seeing her talking. Like I was like, oh, you know, I like this girl. Like I feel this girl. And I'm like, but that's like about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like Danny, it's like, you know, I feel like we were talking about like Danny's like trying out for like one of
girl code.
It's like every single line with Danny is like a one liner. You know, like you can't base an entire show off that. Like with Sarah, it's like, you know, you can't, it's your street walk and stuff. I don't know. Well, I like all them together, though. I feel like they're, like, a great, like, ensemble cast. But I definitely feel like these girls do have stuff they have to work out. So yeah, I understand, like, why they were picked for redemption.
Honestly, like, I know and every fan watching right now is sitting there like, I gotta say this. I liked Sarah on her season at the beginning. And then it took a whole turn for me throughout all the... all-star battles and all this stuff and stupid after shows, social media things.
How so?
Like, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Well, because when I do this after show, I comment on what I watch on TV. Yeah. It is an edited situation, mm-hmm. but I'm going to comment on what I see. So with Sarah, I mean, she says things that you would say, oh, that's very ho-ish of you to say. You know,
girl,
what I mean?
You be hoeing.
But I'm just like, and then, you know, the whole Mistresses of Atlanta came right. out, and then on All Star Battle 2, I think Megan, like, was, like, shoving her foot in her pussy, and she didn't even flinch, and so I joked about her vagina, and Twitter didn't take kindly to that, and memes were created, and all this other stuff. But whatever, I met up with Sarah at the reunion, and I apologized to her because I felt like it got to a whole nother
place. You know what? You shouldn't have to apologize for that. It's, you know, you're hosting a show. Like, this
well,
is
no,
free.
I pulled out a picture of a joke meme, and I felt like that was taken too far. Okay. Personally. After what I say, I mean, it is what
freedom
it is.
Freedom of speech of the press.
But so, I mean, you know what I mean? But then at the end of the day, I met up with her. She seemed like a very nice girl. She was, you know, drunk. She had just got kicked off the reunion.
Oh.
And then she showed me her vagina, and I was like, well, now see? You're a nice girl, but you still show me your vagina. Like, how can I not make the whole comment?
She showed me her vagina.
Several times. The pierced, very clean, very cute vagina.
We were in the kitchen. I wish I would have showed this scene, but we were literally in the kitchen, and she was like, yeah, I have my, you know, my cooter pierced. I'm like, you have your cooter pierced? And she was like, yeah, do you want to see? I'm like, sure. And she showed me. Yeah.
Okay, can I just say that I have my hood pierced. I got it pierced when I was 19 on Hollywood Boulevard when I was, like, in college. And just because... And my vagina is beautiful. Kitty cat is perfect looking. I never in my entire life have been like, oh, yeah. Like, I've had good friends that were like, oh, so you have a pierced? Like, does it do anything? Do you know, ask questions? And then, like, oh, can I see it? No, I'm sorry. Like, my vagina is my vagina. Like, I mean, maybe she's used to that because she's getting paid for it. So
I could never pierce my cooter.
Honestly, I was, like, I was so young, and it was like, okay, everybody was like, oh, no, I was not. Oh, we were just, like, walking. And it was so weird, too, because my friend's boyfriend was, like, holding my hand while it was happening. It was just... It was so strange. But the guy was like, awkward. One, two. I was doing it on three. And he's like, one, two, and did it. And I was like, ah.
Oh, and there you go. Pierced
yeah.
ever since.
Yeah, but I've never in my life been like, oh, hey, let me show you my vagina because it's pierced. Like, what the
she wanted to well, prove that her vagina was pretty.
She was a stripper. I mean, right? Yeah, duh, that makes sense. I mean, everybody's seen her cooter. What's another person mm-hmm. or two people?
Yeah, outside the back of a, you know, van.
or in the kitchen.
All right, so...
People eat there. It's on sanitary.
Speaking of awkward, Julie and Judy have a conversation about Judy's drinking. Mm-hmm. And Judy, in the middle of conversation, starts talking about surgery. And here we go with that personality
nose
switch of...
and sucking the cheeks. It's called losing weight.
Yeah.
It's not surgery. It's losing weight. That's the problem. You get fat cheeks from being fat.
I mean...
Wait, hold on. Everybody's going to bash me now because I said the word fat. Fuck.
Girl, I mean, it is what it is.
No, really,
no, I mean, she said it in the first episode. She said, like, oh, I'm fat now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're right. There.
But... Yeah, that's
plastic
like
surgery is not going to make you feel better inside.
It reminded me so much of like Amanda Bynes' crazy text. I mean, crazy tweets. Yeah. Like Amanda Bynes' crazy tweets were like, "I need so much plastic surgery on my face." And I feel like what the girls were saying was so spot on about how, you know, because I felt bad for Judy, and then when I was listening to the girls talk, I was like, you know what? I really get what they're saying. You know, like Judy is portraying character. Judy does want to seem weak, so nobody will go after her.
Yep.
I really think that she knows what she's doing.
Really?
I have to agree with that. I mean, I've heard stories about, like, Judy back in high school and that this is exactly the way that she acted. I knew of Judy before the show. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, a big thing that this girl would, like, come get wasted and whatnot. I mean, maybe she does know what she's doing. And if she
so
does,
she's like
then,
a
girl,
snooki.
More power to you. Maybe. And maybe
just
she's
going
to do, like...
I mean, Snooki's being real damn messy.
Yeah, but at least Snooki can, like, kind of be coherent. Or she at least had friends around her that made her coherent.
I mean, now she's good.
And she was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Judy's more, like, scary. I mean, it's creepy in a way, you know?
I mean, she literally...
And she's so gross looking, like...
She switched the conversation mid-sentence and changed her voice, like, that's...
Yeah. She's like, I want to get a nose job and my cheek sucked out.
So, I don't know if this is true, because I mean...
Allegedly.
You know, okay. Allegedly, I heard, and this was, like, years ago, this was when her season was on, this is, like, before the show aired, I was talking to some people that, like, worked the production company, mm-hmm. and they were saying, they were like, oh, there's this girl on the show, do not know if this is true. I'm like, you know, and I feel bad for saying this if it's not true. But they were saying, and it's none of my business to say, but that there was a girl that was on the show that was under medication. And at a certain time, every day, they had to remind her to take her medication. Because if she didn't take her medication, she would kind of go off the deep end.
I've heard that, not about Judy's situation, but I've heard that about a couple other girls. And rumored that producers didn't give medication in some cases. Mm-hmm. So I could believe that, and I could believe, I mean, if this bitch is taking medication and she's drinking all that.
Then that's sad. I don't care, it's a cry for help.
All right, let's talk about Danny. Danny goes in with Laura, and she says that she lets guys in, and then they shit on her.
Yeah, what a piece of shit that asshole was, she was saying.
Well, I'm not going to put the tea out there, but I'm hoping that they're going to say who it is, because it's some damn tea, y'all. So I think it's going to happen with the father.
I totally want to know. But at the same time, it's like, you get what you give out. If you're going to let a dude walk all over you, wait, why are you having unprotected sex?
How can you have sex with... Okay, so Tanisha, you know Tanisha, who's a bad girl?
Yep.
Okay, so Tanisha and I, this is like a few years ago, we were talking, this was like before she married her ex-husband now, and she was like, yeah, she's like, you know, I would only have sex with somebody if I knew I was going to have a baby with them. And I never like thought about that, but it's true, you know, like I've never been somebody who's like, oh, I'm just going to sleep with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know somebody before you sleep with them, you know, you should know them. And it's like with her, I feel like that says something about Danny, the fact that Danny is sleeping with somebody.
Let a dude run up all of in you, and then obviously you lost the baby, and then look at what he says to you.
Yeah, like that's disgusting. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is a piece of shit. I don't think they're gonna say it, because I don't think Bunim and Murray would want to taint his name.
Oh, really?
Okay, so it's somebody from, you said Real World, right? Mm-hmm. Before.
I don't watch Real World.
Or The Challenge.
Can somebody tweet me and tell me?
Wait, so, but my thing is this, though. With Danny, because I, you know, I was around her during this time, and I just feel like it did. I get what you're saying, like, God, girl, how can you let someone do that? But like, when you're in that situation, like, she really thought this guy liked her, and he was making it seem like, you know, like he was making it seem.
Were they in a relationship?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like. Me personally, I don't take if I'm a reality star and I'm dating another reality star, like, are you really with me for me, or is it for like, because you think like, you know, us both being on a reality show is going to make something pop?
Most men are opportunist.
And Danny is a hopeless romantic, and in that situation, I mean, she really did care about this guy. It was a legit situation. It wasn't like a one-night stand, two-week thing or anything. It was a situation, and yeah, he came out and said some crazy shit. Like, who the fuck says, cheers for dodging a bullet?
Bullet.
At a table filled with people.
He said it at a table filled with people?
There were other people there.
That's really,
it's like other confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
That's really heartbreaking, though. And I just really hope, like, again, I know I go back to this, but like, girls, if you're watching it, like, just know what you're doing, know what you're getting yourself into, know the person that you're dealing with, and even if you don't, like, protect yourself. At the end of the day, like, wear a fucking condom.
Preach. Shit.
Wrap it
up.
If you guys want to call in, the phone number is 424-253-0504. Nando, do we have any callers? Caller, what's your name and where you from? Oh, all right. Never mind.
I want to talk about Rocky. We didn't get onto what she said.
Yep.
I cried. I cried for you, Rocky. I can't believe it. But, like, when she actually said that since her dad passing away, like, has affected her life, and that was, like, her life coach, I seriously cried, because it's, like, they don't show it, but, like, when we were on season 10, she talked about the relationship with her dad, and then season one of The Battle is when he died.
Yeah.
And then now it's like a couple years later, and to see her change and the transition, like, of the blonde, you know, like, Barbied out type of girl to, like,
short hair,
who she is now, it's like, wow. It just, like, I cried. Like, I, like, hid my face in there, because it's like I felt her. And I can not imagine, like, how I would be, like, losing my dad, but, like, being in this lifestyle and then losing your dad, like, on screen and then coming back on screen and then being Rocky. Rocky had a huge personality, was, like, our fan favorite of our season. And it's just, like, it's really heartbreaking because it's, like, you're just kind of, like, lost, you know? And she lost him. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I mean, like she said, she needs to get grounded. I think when something like that happens and you're in this bad girl, this reality TV world, it's, like, how do you come back down from that? Because you're always doing something. Rocky always has to be, you know, doing club appearances. You know, Oxygen's still pulling her for stuff. It's, like, you know,
you want to
stop, but it's, like... Because I think she wanted to come back to the battle, actually. Was that true after the first? Oh, no, you weren't the second
one. I was on the first one.
I'm pretty sure that she had wanted to come back, and then they had talked her down, and she didn't end up doing it. But, like, when would you have time to really sit down and be like, oh, because you're worrying about so many other shit. You're on Instagram, people talking shit about you on Instagram. You know, that's crazy life.
Girlfriends. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny when Rocky and Judy were talking, and they were like, it was like they were like around the stripper pole, like almost like they were around like a campfire.
Having drunk conversations.
I'm surprised Rocky didn't make a campfire.
And then while that was going on, Julie basically comes, and Danny were talking about at the club at Secret Sundays, we're talking about how Judy plays the victim. She isolates herself and people feel bad for her. So then the next day we get a massage day. Natalie decides to set up a massage day. Now, obviously, Natalie, I'm assuming you knew that this was not going to be a relaxing day. So Natalie pours this drink of death for Judy. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, where that makes any type of sense.
She was probably bored.
I know.
They were probably bored in the house. Like, let's turn up.
But it's just like, I get it.
It's so sad. Like, Judy was, like, sitting by herself in the makeup room. Like, I mean, that's what that bitch talks to trees. She didn't got nobody to talk to. Like, that was so weird. She's, like, by herself, just, like, sitting there. I mean, yeah, Natalie, you know, poured her a drink, but...
Maybe she was just,
girl,
like,
probably would have drank anyway.
It's probably her favorite
meditating.
Drink.
Judy, I know, you're meditating.
Yeah, girl, that's what she's doing. All right, we have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Mark.
Hi,
what
Mark.
Up, Mark?
I'm Los Angeles.
Hey,
what
LA.
You want to talk about, Mark?
Hello.
What were you guys talking about?
Well, Mark, what the fuck? You ain't watching us? The hell? I'm just kidding.
I was watching y'all, but I was actually on the phone for, like, the last minute, and y'all were talking, but I was, like, I was smoking some weed, so I didn't really hear what y'all were saying.
Yes.
That's fucking rude. You can't come in and bring us up.
Kristen, oh, my God. I want to say I love Kristen. Season 5. That's, like, my favorite all time. For real, like, no lie.
Aw, thank you. I love that.
Alicia, like, you're cool, but, like, I don't like the fact that you're coming on here acting like you're this holy Jesus. Like, no shade to you. I know you're doing good, and I know your life is great.
I kind of am. Not Jesus,
you are no
but
one.
I try to be as, like, positive and as kind and as sweet as I possibly can because, like, this
no,
is
No, and I believe
me.
That. I believe that, sweetie. I believe that because I love God, too. But also, God says love people and not sit there and act like you're better. So,
I never act like I'm better. Now, that's one thing
like
of, like,
you're
not
about
knowing.
That. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to worry about you.
Oh, all right. Well, so you ain't going to call in on our show.
You're calling our show.
Mark, we love you. Thanks for calling in. All right. So, let's move to the massage day. Child, we ain't doing none of that. We shade in the show.
Boo.
We ain't shading after.
Humble yourself.
So, Red is upset with Natalie for using Judy. And because Natalie's taking Judy out and taking her to get her nails done and
just like you know that to me sort of like interrupts, but I just thought that was so stupid. That
on Red's behalf,
on everybody's behalf, like everyone was acting like. Well, first of all, I do love Natalie. Like I was part of Natalie's wedding. Like you know, I like Natalie as a person. I thought Natalie was shady as hell.
For
you know, she was shady as hell for like. You know, talking all this shit about her and then wanting to be her friend. And it was like, you know, that in itself is like, stop it. It's too much. But it's a TV show. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But the other girls, it was like, shut up. Who cares? Like, live your life. You know, you're in this beautiful mansion. You're filming a TV show. You have an opportunity that, you know, people would kill themselves for. And you won't shut the hell up about some stupid, trivial shit.
The only two I can understand is Julie and Danny because they legit hang out with Judy a lot outside of the show.
I just felt so bad for Julie. Like,
when she cried to him.
Julie seriously cares about Judy more than Judy has ever cared about herself. It's just like
that scene, true. Honestly, like even like that scene of Julie crying to Judy, like, honey, like you can hang out with whoever you want. Like, oh my God, I've had this drunk talk with someone. You can hang out with whoever you want, but I just feel like
I'm worried for you.
I'm nervous, like, and what they are going to do to you. Like, oh, that's a tough situation.
And I was like, what the hell would Natalie really do to Judy?
But no, like, you making her a toxic drink. Like, yeah, it's all fun and games, but what if something comes out? You know what I mean? Like, you just shouldn't be it's like you're putting a poison in front of a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not. I know it's a TV show and, you know,
she's a grown-ass woman. I just feel like everybody was trying to make a big issue out of nothing. Like,
wait, but
Judy's a woman. Yeah. Like, she's grown, you know? If she wants to, you know, destroy her body, let her, you know?
This is the thing, though, for me. Like, somebody said, it doesn't make her a real friend for doing her hair and nails. Isn't that the start of a friendship, though?
Like, oh my God, that was so funny.
Wouldn't that be a start of a friendship?
Okay, I get that, because I don't be letting none of my friends be walking out of house like, girl, you ain't
that,
not
I mean, really, though, I mean, but, like, she has her two main friends not fucking with her at all, like, period. They're not friends with her. They're not talking to her. She's sitting there lonely. Natalie wants to come and be like, Captain, save a bitch.
No, this is all victim shit to me. I can't even take it seriously, because you're going to sit here. The reason they're not fucking with you is because they keep coming to you on some real shit, like,
but they
girl.
Come to her when she's drunk.
She's always drunk.
Yeah, I mean, when do you not
Judy is always drunk.
Wasn't she drunk before she got on the show?
Yeah, but this is a conversation that they're always having with her.
That is a friend. Like, your friend is always drunk. You knew that before the show. Why being on the show? What's going to be different?
I don't think that you can have real friends on the Bad Girls Club.
I agree with that.
In the house or, like, outside of the house?
I mean, when cameras are off, I feel like it's a different world.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like these girls are all... I feel like these girls are all competing for attention, like little spoiled babies. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Like, I want to do this because I want the most camera time. I want to do this, I want to do that. But, like, honestly, whatever. Natalie, she knows what she's doing. Judy knows what she's doing. And if Natalie wants to give her a drink and...
I'm really over the whole Judy thing, because, like, last week we were watching it and I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for Judy and Judy,
and that's what it's gonna...
And then, you know, listening to, like, Julie and Danny and everybody, it's just too much. It's like, I want to see some girls have a fun time. Like, I want to see them do fun things. Like, everything was so
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, it was so Dr. Drew. It was so stupid. Yeah. Like, you watch a show for a good time. You're not watching. And it was so stupid. Oh, and I do want to say, I really did not like how Natalie, when the security guard was right in front of her, she, like, threw something at Camilla. Camilla shouldn't have started the whole thing, but it was just so, I hate that. Like, I hate when people do that. When there's like, behind security guard! Guy. Security guard's here! Oh my God, no! It's like, shut up.
When did that happen?
It was really quick. It was.
Remember when all the security came in? We started talking about your season. Yeah.
Oh.
It was really real quick.
I thought, like, Red did something.
Well, Red spit at Natalie.
That was disgusting.
Oh my God, Red is so disgusting.
What the
She's
fuck?
So bad.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hello.
What's your name and where are you from?
Hello.
This is Christian from Boston. How are you?
Hey, Beantown.
I'm from Boston.
It's actually Christian's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Christian.
Okay, first of all, tonight's episode, I have to say, first, my favorite is Danny. She's from Boston, obviously. I met her many times here. She's the sweetest person ever. She hosted my birthday last year. Oh. And that whole situation about her losing her baby is just awful. I don't wish on any woman in that comment for that guy to leave. I might have to get who that guy is, but I'm not going to hint it. Just my love for Danny. So,
What a douche that guy is. Like, yes.
What else did you? How did you feel about Camilla and coming for Sarah, calling her Natalie's minion?
I can see that, because I also agree with Alicia. She kind of did do that with Rocky on All-Star Battle 2. She kind of, like, latched on who was the popular person at that moment who had the most power. So I kind of see that with Sarah. She wants to, like, build herself up by attaching herself to somebody else, kind of.
Yeah.
Word. All right, Christian, any last comments about the show?
No, I love the show, and I would say I love AfterBuzz, and Jesse, you already know, like, I have the biggest crush on you. Like,
oh,
every day, every Monday. And
you should come visit LA.
I'm not going to bash any of you all like the last caller did. I love you all.
Let's do a match.
Well, Christian, happy birthday. What's your Twitter handle?
Thank you.
All right.
Twitter, Instagram and Twitter, at ChristianMingle89.
Yay.
All righty.
And happy birthday.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. So, gosh. Natalie, Sarah, and Judy go to the nail shop. And Judy's so happy that they're being friends with her, but she's confused why Julie and Danny are being so mean. And they get home. Camilla confronts Natalie. This is where it had to happen. And basically says that you're fake. Natalie's confused why everyone thinks that she's fake.
Now
and they all say, basically, you wanted Judy out the house. You called her a leech. And now you're acting like you're best friends with her.
Fake.
Julie starts crying to Judy. She's scared Natalie's using her. I love the part, Natalie. It's just so mean, girls. Like, and it's just so obvious. When she goes to Judy, she was like, well, everyone's yelling. She was like, Judy, come on. We'll put you to bed like we did last night.
That's Natalie, though.
Remember last night, girl, when we put you to bed, not your friends?
I curled your hair and helped you with your nails.
And Judy is loving it. So, Red starts coming at Natalie and starts taking her clothes off, talking about her back, six rolls on her back. You're going to stop Natalie.
That girl is so disgusting. I'm sorry. I can't
stop that. We saw the rolls.
It's just too much. Like, I just, I don't know, it's too long.
Judy thinks Natalie is the only one who helped her. And then Natalie can't stand it, so she has to go call her boo, Jacob.
Oh, I love Jacob, by the
way. He seems like a really cool guy.
He seems really chill.
I love him. He's so, like, quiet, and so he's, like, exactly what Natalie needs. We were on this, we were on this trip, and, I was, like, by myself, and with my dog, and, Natalie and him were, like, the next room with their dog, and, like, he would, like, come to my door, like, every morning, and be like, knock, knock. He's like, Kristen, do you want me to walk Yuki for you? And I'm like, yes, Jacob. Yes. Like, he's just so sweet, and he's, like, he's so cute. I love him. Oh, my God.
See, I love couples like that, like Vince and Tamar, because it's, like, mm-hmm. you look at opposites. Them, and, like, they're total opposites, yes. but they just adore yes. each other.
Yeah. And they're so cute together. I love them.
She's talking to Jacob, and Red confronts her, just basically being, like, stop lying. Stop lying. You lying. You, like, make one more lie, I'm gonna hang the phone up. And she goes over to Natalie, and I gotta say, Red looks intimidating.
She is gigantic, yeah. of course. I mean, I don't know why I hate her so much. I think it's just because, like, I don't know what it is about her I don't like so much. But she is intimidating just in her size. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a fair fight.
Now, to bring you guys up to date on last season, Red and Jada, little Jada, Red used to want to fight her and, like, came at her, like, twice on her season. Little Jada.
Like, the...
She does have a really nice body. She's tiny.
Jada? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, I know you was not talking about no Red.
No, Red looks like she ate a Jada.
Several.
I can't be in this conversation.
Looking like Yoda ate a Jedi.
I'm sorry. It's too much. Like, that bitch is, like...
So Natalie gets some balls, and I think she had probably been brought up to date with the whole Red versus Jada thing, and felt like, if Jada ain't scared of Red, then I'm gonna take it on. But Natalie's a pretty big girl, like, as far as, like, tall, right?
I mean, I feel like the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Not really.
Like, I always pictured Natalie as, like, this Amazon woman.
No,
Natalie's not tall.
I mean, she's gotten, like, thicker in the past few years, but she's not, like, super tall. Actually, when they were standing next to each other, did you notice that when Natalie was, she was standing over, I think,
over
Natalie,
Red.
Yeah, I think we're, like, the same height. She was taller than Red, and I was like, well, damn. Hmm. That is a wide bitch. Damn.
She slams the phone down, says, I'm not playing games, and the guards come in, and then Red turns around.
So over the top. Like, who the hell were those guards? Or, like,
well,
employees
going
like the YMCA.
Ham.
Like, who the hell were they about?
For real.
Red be going ham. Like, mm-hmm. she will fight. Like, I think Natalie, Natalie will fight if she needs to fight, but I think Natalie is kind of in the reality world of, like, oh, we're putting this on, but, like, Red will fight.
Where is Red from?
Not Chicago.
No, not Chicago. St.
Louis?
Really?
Yeah. She might be
from Chicago. Everybody is so, like, I'm from Boston. I'm from Chicago. Like, you were saying, like, other girls were, like, I'm from Chicago. Like, you're not from Chicago. Like,
only one.
Only I can be from there. Like, who cares?
And then, so, Red spits on Natalie.
That's disgusting. I would have beat the fuck out of her. I don't care.
Well, you can't. It's karma for Natalie. That.
Why? What, did she bite?
No, but on Natalie's season, Natalie spit on whatever. I mean, whatever. But Natalie has been in the studio, and
that's so gross.
I openly asked Natalie what the one thing she regrets about Bad Girls Club without me saying anything about the spitting, and that I can honestly say that's Natalie crazy. Brought that up, and that was like a couple years after her season that she still thought to this day. She was like, at the end of the day, I wanted to fight her, but I had no other way
trashy.
Of doing
it. Yeah.
It's all disgusting. She could do was spit.
But no, really, can you imagine, like, getting spit on by Red?
Like, because you know she
smells like fish.
She's
a vagina. Sorry, bad joke.
All right, we have time for one more caller? Nope. All right, on that note, we're going to head into predictions.
Predictions.
So next week they're going to a farm.
A farm?
It looked like a farm.
Oh, yeah. Red found her soulmate.
You guys are assholes. You guys are complete assholes.
I don't know why I don't like her.
You know
oh,
what?
My God.
For me,
can we get her on here? Let's get her.
She'll fight me.
I would love to get
her. She's going to fight me or eat me.
Or something.
She would probably joke about eating you.
No, really. Red, come to the show. Seriously.
No, we're going to get the girls in. Don't worry. We're going to do that.
You guys are assholes.
I know.
I mean,
if you love your size, I do too. But if you want to be healthy,
look, no, I ain't got fun.
Diabetes runs in my family. That bitch is, she's gonna get some diabetes. If
no, really.
Go back three seasons. I was fat. I done lost my weight, y'all, and I got a big nose too. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I have my own flaws, I'm just clocking another person's flaws. Y'all can clock my flaws if you want to. All right, that's fine. Moving on. Natalie's book is getting some promotion on Bad Girls Club. It looked like she was doing a radio interview or
something. I don't think it was like a lunch or something.
A lunch?
Like, and like, and Judy was like, I want to come out with a book too.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. No, I have to say something about that. Natalie was like, or is like, the bad girl. So you have to understand, like, some of these girls probably really are her, like, the reason why they did
no,
the show.
No, that's legit. Judy, this
seriously.
Is 100% known. I'm pretty sure Judy, like, is open to saying it. She's obsessed with Natalie.
Okay, so her, like, clinging on to Natalie after Natalie showing her attention should not surprise anybody. Why is it surprising?
But it doesn't.
Anyone?
No, it's not surprising to them. It's just if it's you know what
she's
I mean, like
fan.
With your friend, with your friend. But at the same time, but if you keep
paint
going back to the same dude, but if you keep
good?
Going back to the same dude who's treating you bad as a friend, I'm gonna be like, girl, what are you doing? Like,
but
why
not
are you
friends.
Doing that?
That's a fan. You just said it. So she's going to be nice to her in her face because that's her fan. She's gonna show her fans love. I'm gonna do your hair. I'm gonna make you feel good because you're my fan. That's what we do.
No, I know, I get
we'll
that.
We'll never bash a fan. They show us love.
Natalie bashes
not to
Judy.
Her face.
Well, girl, Twitter is the same thing.
I mean, I think she did it to her face. She was saying, she was like, I think you're crazy. Or like,
okay, well, at least she's being honest. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, she...
I mean,
no,
whatever.
I get why they're pulling Judy away from Natalie, because it just ain't. Natalie's trying to make good TV right now,
so
and she
do
is.
Do it, and she's good at doing that. So
but I just, it scares me because it's Judy's life, but apparently this has been going on for Judy, so it's like, you know what?
Judy's
there comes
life?
A time and a place.
Let's look at Judy's life.
I know, but it scares me as a human being. It really scares
so
me.
Let's get Judy
this shit freaks me out. Like, Love and Hip Hop New York, Peter Guns, that was one of the realest shit I've seen on TV.
What
I know we're I mean, he was literally a homeless man on national television, and we're watching him fucking two different women and having two separate lives. Like, and I'm like, this is TV. This is real life being put on television, and they're exploiting these people.
But that's what
but
you sign up
I know,
for.
I know.
That's
I know.
What
it's
you
just
sign up
so
for.
Crazy.
But no, really, can
crazy.
We like call Judy? Like,
no, Judy's. We getting Judy.
And, we getting her. We have to.
And then next week we get Judy drinking Jada face. Why did I write that? Oh, Judy's going to confront Jada.
Oh, no.
She threw
here,
a
you
drink
need more liquor or alcohol, whatever she said. Because
the other girls were, like, teasing or, like, taunting her, right? They were like, oh, aren't you going to throw that in her face? Like, little evil, like little evil Natalie's on the...
Oh, bad girls.
Like,
always pushing somebody else to do something. Like, bitch, you do it next time.
Okay. I don't know. I'm thankful that y'all tuned in. I'm thankful that y'all are here clocking some tea with me. Now, where can you fans follow you guys?
Alicia Simon on Twitter, Alicia_Simon on Instagram.
Instagram, Miss Kristen Kelly. Twitter, Bad Girl Blondie. And my YouTube is Kristen Kelly TV.
You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Next week, we're going to have a full house, so make sure you guys tune in. Peace.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that was cute.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.